This is Ozarks at Large. Arkansas farmers, foresters, businesses, and public utilities under proposed state regulations will be able to voluntarily purchase or sell water pollution credits, referred to as nutrient trading. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, some question the rulemaking, saying Arkansas lacks empirical water quality standards for those credits to work.
Nutrients are substances that provide nourishment essential for growth and the maintenance of life, but too many in the environment, for example, phosphorus and nitrogen, in fertilizer, poultry feed, and sewage effluent, can create algal blooms, robbing rivers, lakes, and oceans of oxygen. In Arkansas, a state law, Act 315, was passed, calling for an advisory panel to promulgate new rules to allow farmers, businesses, and cities to trade nutrient pollution credits. Trading allows sources with higher pollution control costs to purchase pollution reductions from sources with lower costs. Those with the higher costs can save money, while those with lower costs can earn new revenue. 20 states have numeric standards to measure and maintain water quality effluent, but Arkansas doesn't. And that's why Fayetteville City Council member Ward 4, Teresa Turk, says nutrient trading won't work.
Well, we have pretty good numbers from what they call point source discharges, which is what you just described, wastewater treatment plants, large poultry factory operations, but we don't have good water quality or nutrient quality information from non-point sources like farms, like areas like that. And so my big issue, my big concern with the current proposed regulation is that you're not actually doing any in-stream measurements. You're not collecting any data. So this regulation presumes that the project will improve water quality, but you have no way of knowing. This is just an assumption that water quality will improve if you trade these credits.
Turk brought her concerns in late May to Fayetteville City Council's Water and Sewer Committee, as well as the public, posting on Facebook and circulating a petition at the local farmers market. The cities of Fayetteville, Bentonville, Rogers, and Springdale comprise the Northwest Arkansas Nutrient Trading Research and Advisory Group.
This drafting of this regulation, of this proposed regulation, has been done, in my opinion, in a modern-day backroom meeting and not really been exposed to public scrutiny and public oversight and discussion. I have many, many, many concerns. I think right now at its present form, you could really drive your 737 right through it. It has so many, many loopholes and is not very protective of our Arkansas waters.
The Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality will be in charge of regulating nutrient trading in Arkansas, which also concerns Turk.
ADEQ right now is so understaffed. They're having a very hard time just meeting their current regulatory mandates. And so adding another program like this, I think, is really going to seriously overburden them. And as everybody knows, the devil is in the details on these kinds of regulations.
We queried both ADEQ and Arkansas Natural Resources Commission, which will be in charge of compliance. Both agencies declined to comment. We also queried Beaver Water District, which wholesales drinking water to much of Northwest Arkansas. The district responded with a set of nutrient trading comments it had submitted to the State Pollution Control Commission and ADEQ. One letter cited concerns that the proposed regulation fails to require in-stream nutrient loads to be reduced or even maintained, and that the rules lack specificity on implementation procedures and protections for drinking water reservoirs.
Right now, we have no numeric criteria for our Arkansas streams. So there's no phosphorus limit. There's no nitrogen limit. The reason why you're seeing those algal blooms is because we have too many nutrients.
In early 2018, Arkansas Pollution Control and Ecology Commission voted to initiate rulemaking on nutrient trades. If approved, Regulation 37 will make Arkansas the first state in the South to engage in voluntary pollution reduction credit exchanges. More than 20 other states have some form of water quality trading in the works, following EPA guidelines, but Turk, a retired National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration marine fisheries scientist, says proposed regulations in Arkansas ignores the Environmental Protection Agency's recommendations especially regarding sensitive watersheds.
For example, right now, you can do a water quality nutrient trading on a wild and scenic river, on extraordinary resource waters, which is the highest water quality level in the state. You can do trades on parts of rivers that have endangered species.
For Teresa Turk, bona fide nutrient trading should aim to lower cumulative pollutants across Arkansas waterways, which eventually drain into the Gulf of Mexico.
And that creates a dead zone. And I was actually out at sea I think it was in 2005, and we were actually doing sampling and surveying in that area of the Gulf of Mexico. And we would put our net in the water and dredge things up to see if there were fish. We were out there to kind of quantify and evaluate how many fish species were there so we could set a limit, so we could set a catch limit. But we went through big areas where there was nothing down there at all. There was absent of life. So I've seen it firsthand.
Teresa Turk has asked PC&E and ADEQ to not approve Regulation 37 until significant revisions are made. You can learn more and link to the rulemaking docket via our Ozarks at Large story link. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.